Baseball and cricket explained to each other. Are you a dyed-in-the-wool baseball fan who nevertheless harbours a nagging doubt as to whether Babe Ruth was in fact the greatest athlete ever to swing a bat? When you think of cricket, is what comes to mind stuffy Victorians standing around in a field, twirling their moustaches and saying silly things like how's that or googly? Or are you a staunch cricket fan who sometimes wonders whether a screwball is really as difficult to execute as a doosra? Do you ask yourself where the thrill is in watching a ball sail 400 feet over a wall and just past the outstretched fingers of a fielder wearing a glove, and all for a paltry one run? Well, step right up and take a seat. You've got a lot to learn. For example, the very first international cricket match was played in the United States. And right off the bat is just the book for you. It's been said that baseball and cricket are two sports divided by a common language. Both employ bats, balls, innings, and umpires. Fans of both steep themselves in statistics, revel in nostalgia, and toss around baffling jargon. In Right Off the Bat, baseball nut Evander Lomke and cricket buff Martin Rowe explain their sport and their love of it to the other sports fans. You'll come away finding yourself as fascinated by leg breaks and in-swingers as you are by knuckleballs and sliders, or vice versa. Evander Lomke has worked in book publishing for more than 30 years. A lifelong Yankees fan, it's only right and proper that he lives in the Bronx, New York. Martin Rowe is the co-founder of Lantern, a book publishing and media company. A long-suffering supporter of the England cricket team, he lives in Brooklyn, New York. Be sure to visit the author's website, writeoffthebatbook.com.